And it's 1:35. Pam, would you call the roll, please?
Senator Meyer. Senator Coghill.
Here.
Senator Hoffman.
Here.
Senator Huggins.
Here.
Senator McKinnon. Senator Michicki. Senator McGuire. Representative Chenault.
Here.
Representative Hawker. Representative Johnson.
Here.
Representative Keto.
Here.
Representative Millett.
Here.
Representative Newman. Representative Thompson.
Here.
Vice Chair Herron.
Here.
Chair Stevens.
Here.
10 members present.
Thank you, Pam. Move on to the next item, which is the approval of the agenda. Representative Herron.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I move that Legislative Council approve the agenda as presented.
Thank you. And I'll object for purposes of discussion. Any corrections or additions that anyone has discovered in those minutes? If not, unless I hearing no objection, they are approved. And on to the agenda. Let's go to the agenda next.
That's the motion I made.
Is that the motion you made? Okay, so the agenda is approved. Let's go on to the minutes then. Representative Herron.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I move that the Legislative Council approve the minutes of the May 26, 2015 meeting as presented.
They can all object for purposes of discussion. Any comments or thoughts on the minutes? Hearing and seeing none, the minutes are approved as read. The next item is the ratification of charitable events. Representative Herron.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I move that Legislative Council ratify the chair's sanctioning of the following charitable event per AS 2460-080A2B, Kenai Peninsula Boys Girls Club Annual Auction Gala.
Thank you, Representative Herron. I object for purposes of discussion. We have sanctioned this event, and it's a 501c3 organization. Any changes or discussion at this point? Hearing and seeing none, then that motion is approved. Going on to contracts, approval of contracts, the first one is 2015 annual IT hardware refresh. Representative Herron.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I move that Legislative Council approve the solicitation, award, and expenditure not to exceed $120,000 for computer upgrades from Legislative Council capital funds.
Thank you, Representative Herron. And I object for purposes of discussion. I'll call on Curtis Clothier. He's on teleconference to discuss this issue. Curtis, are you with us?
Good afternoon, everyone. This is Curtis Clothier, IT manager for the Alaska Legislature. Just to give you some background on this item, Legislative Council has been funding IT refreshes since 2003. This year, with the IT subcommittee, we looked at the recommendations which are in the three-year technology plan. We talked amongst ourselves and the committee members, who include members of leadership offices, as well as doing a survey of the legislative offices, and we came up with this proposal this year, which is to replace the oldest model computers and print and laptops that are in service. We decided not to ask for printers this year, as we feel we can go ahead and keep the existing fleet of printers operational. So the end result is we're asking for 100 CPUs to be replaced, 55 desktops and 45 laptops. And I'd be happy to answer any other questions.
Well, thank you, Curtis. So any discussion or comments on this issue? Senator Hoffman.
Yes, so what is the purchase price?
Total price is $119,515. That's for 55 computers and 45 laptops. Curtis, I was just a little, it looks to me like the computers are less expensive than the laptops. Is that right, per item?
Senator Stevens, it really depends on how you configure these PCs. This year, that's true because we're not ordering any monitors with these units. It's simply the CPU, and we will continue with the monitors that are on people's desktop or on people's desks as they are.
Okay, thank you, Curtis. Further comments or questions? Let's then go to a roll call on this motion. The annual IT hardware refresh motion is to approve this purchase.
Do you want Representative Heron to do the motion?
Yes, Representative Heron, would you? Did you make the motion?
I already made.
Yeah, I made the motion, yeah.
Senator Coghill.
Yes.
Senator Hoffman.
Yes.
Senator Huggins.
Yes.
Representative Chenault.
Yes.
Representative Johnson.
Yes.
Representative Kito.
Yes.
Representative Millett.
Yes.
Representative Thompson.
Yes.
Vice Chair Heron.
Yes.
Chair Stevens.
Yes.
Is there any other member that has joined us? 10 yeas, no nays.
Thank you. Let's move on to the next item, B, which is the Microsoft Enterprise Agreement renewal. Representative Heron.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I move that the Legislative Council approve the expenditure of $124,014.37 to Software House International for the legislature's portion of the annual Microsoft Enterprise Agreement.
Thank you, Representative Heron. I'd object then for purposes of discussion and ask Curtis Clothier to explain this item.
For the committee. As background, the state of Alaska, all three branches of government have what's known as enterprise agreements with Microsoft that allows the state to use, provides them with licenses to use the software on our computers and networks. This particular agreement provides the legislature with desktop software, which at this time is Windows 7 and Microsoft Office, which is Word and Excel, Outlook, PowerPoint, as well as the network software that drives everything, your end drives, your web, our web presence, the databases that run BASIS, all the network infrastructure, other things such as SharePoint, Link, and Visual Studio. Included with this agreement are future updates to the programs, software, as well as features. And eventually, Windows 10 will be released, and because we have this agreement, we can migrate to it for free. And it also includes the Microsoft Home Use Program that many employees have taken advantage of, which allows them to purchase Microsoft Office for their home use at a very reduced price. It's much less expensive than not having an enterprise agreement, and it's benefited the legislature very much over the course of the last 7 years that we've had it. And again, I'd be happy to answer any questions you might have.
Thank you, Curtis. Any questions, comments? So the motion before us is to approve the expenditure of $124,014.37 for the Microsoft Enterprise Agreement. Can I have a roll call, please?
Senator Coghill.
Yes.
Senator Hoffman.
Yes.
Senator Huggins.
Yes.
Representative Chenault.
Yes.
Representative Johnson.
Yes.
Representative Kito.
Yes.
Representative Millett.
Yes.
Representative Thompson.
Yes.
Vice Chair Heron.
Yes.
Chair Stevens.
Yes.
Has any other member joined us? 10 yeas, no nays.
Well, thank you. We'll move on then to item C, which is the Wasilla office space renewal. Representative Heron.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Mr. President, or whatever you are, Mr. Chairman.
Sure.
I move that the Legislative Council approve renewal number 4 of the lease extension with Wasilla Station LLC in the amount of $185,322.24 for August 1, 2015 to July 31st, 2016.
Thank you, and I'll object for purposes of discussion and ask Tina Strong if she'd come up. Thank you, Tina, for being here. Can you lead us through what we're doing here, Tina?
For the record, my name is Tina Strong, and I'm the Procurement Officer for Legislative Affairs Agency. As stated in your memo, under the original lease for Matsu office space, there were 5 one-year renewals available. We are currently on renewal number 3 that expires July 31st, 2015. We would like to proceed with renewal number 4 for the period August 1st, 2015 through July 31st, 2016. And this is just a standard routine lease renewal, and I'd be able to I'd be happy to answer any questions.
Thank you, Tina. So we've gone through 3. This is the 4th one. We have one more to go beyond this.
Correct.
Thank you. Any questions, Tina? So then let's go ahead and do a roll call if we can.
Senator Coghill.
Yes.
Senator Hoffman.
Yes.
Senator Huggins.
Yes.
Representative Chenault.
Yes.
Representative Johnson.
Yes.
Representative Keto.
Yes.
Representative Millett.
Yes.
Representative Thompson.
Yes.
Vice Chair Heron.
Yes.
Chair Stevens.
Yes.
10 yeas, no nays.
Thank you. The next 3 items are all issues dealing with the Anchorage LIO, the janitorial service, the property taxes, and the security contract. Let's start with D, which is the janitorial services. Representative Heron.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I move that the Legislative Council approve a Klutna Real Estate Services LLC to contract with Pacific Building Services for a 3-year term for janitorial service with a yearly cost of $61,980.
Thank you, Representative Perrin. I'll object for purposes of discussion and ask Ms. Strong if she'd comment on this issue. Thank you.
For the record, my name is Tina Strong, and Procurement Officer for Legislative Affairs Agency. Through the chair, Eklutna Real Estate Services LLC is our property management services for the Anchorage LIO. They issued a janitorial bid, and 3 bids were received. Pacific Building Services was the low bidder, and they are current janitorial services as well. And we are asking for approval for Eklutna to contract with Pacific Building Services for Anchorage janitorial services in the amount of $61,980 yearly. And I'd be happy to answer any questions.
Yeah, thank you very much. Any discussion or comments? Anyone care to make? Yes, sir.
Mr. President. Thank you, and thank you, Ms. Strong. One of the questions I have is I think we are in the process of looking at an assessment of this building, possible purchase or possible other situations. And as we saw during session, there is a provision in the contract for this building that provides for if there's a lack of funding that we would terminate our Anchorage LIO contract. How does that impact the janitorial services with a 3-year contract? Are there exit provisions in our contract for janitorial services for this building?
Through the chair, Representative Keto, yes, all of our contracts have provisions in them, and we ask Eklutna Real Estate Services to do the same. If we can cancel the contract if funding's not available or if other circumstances come up.
Thank you.
Thank you. Okay. Thank you, Representative. Further discussions or comments? So the motion is to approve the contract with Eklutna Real Estate Services for the janitorial services for this building for $61,980. Roll call, please.
Senator Coghill.
Yes.
Senator Hoffman.
Yes.
Senator Huggins.
Yes.
Representative Chenault. Representative Johnson.
Yes.
Representative Keto.
Yes.
Representative Millett.
Yes.
Representative Thompson.
Yes.
Vice Chair Heron.
Yes.
Chair Stevens.
Yes.
10 yeas, no nays.
Thank you. The next item is the Anchorage LIO property tax. Representative Heron.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I move that Legislative Council approve the reimbursement of $262,335.93 to Pfeiffer Development LLC for the 2015 property taxes for the Anchorage LIO at 716 West 4th Avenue.
Thank you, and I'll object for purpose of discussion. And Pam, could you explain this to us?
Yes, Mr. Chairman. In our lease here at 716 West 4th Avenue, it is a modified triple net, and according to our lease, we are to reimburse the owner our property taxes, and we are asking for the whole amount to be approved today, the $262. They've already paid the $131 the other day, and they also are paying the $131 as of, I believe it was yesterday. So we weren't sure whether we were going to have another council meeting between now and end of August, and that's why we're asking for the whole amount to be approved.
Thank you, Pam. Further discussion or comments on this issue? So this motion then, unless other comments, this motion then would approve the reimbursement of $262,335.93 to Pfeiffer Development for property taxes for the full year. Is that right, Pam?
For 2015, that is correct, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. If there's no further discussion, roll call, please.
Senator Coghill.
Yes.
Senator Hoffman.
Yes.
Senator Huggins.
Yes.
Representative Chenault.
Yes.
Representative Johnson.
Yes.
Representative Keto.
Yes.
Representative Millett.
Yes.
Representative Thompson.
Yes.
Vice Chair Herron.
Yes.
Chair Stevens.
Yes.
10 yeas, no nays.
Thank you. The last item on our contract approval is the Anchorage LIO security contract, and we'll have a chance to explain that. Representative Herron, for a motion.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I move that Legislative Council approve a contract with Aerodyne Security LLC, DBA, American Guard Services, for uniformed armed security at 716 West 4th Avenue, not to exceed $50,000, along with the attached justification.
Thank you, Representative Herron. I'll object for purposes of discussion and ask Ms. Strong to comment on this. I know this has been a long, involved process. Can you sort of lead us through the steps we took?
Yes, through the chair. The agency issued RFP 610 for uniformed armed security for the Anchorage LIO building. The RFP was published on the State of Alaska's online public notices system. It was mailed to five security companies that were recommended by the executive branch, and it was published in the Anchorage Daily News. We received no proposals for this RFP. We have a temporary contract with Aerodyne Security LLC doing business as American Guard Services, but that expires on July 30th, 2015. The agency would like approval for a one-year contract with Aerodyne Security LLC doing business as American Guard Services starting August 1st, 2015 and ending July 31st, 2016. And this will give the agency time to assess our security needs, issue another RFP, or to figure out our next step. And I'd be happy to answer any questions.
Thank you. Yeah. So do we have some reasonable reason to assume that Aerodyne is going to allow us to continue this contract, to extend it?
Mr. Chair, I have not contacted Aerodyne Security to ask that question. I would assume they have been our security since 2005. I'm not sure if Pam or Mike had contacted them, but I have not contacted them to ask. But they have been doing our security since 2005.
Thank you, Tina. Yes, sir.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. And they did not respond to the RFP?
Through the chair, Representative Johnson, no, they did not respond to the RFP.
Just if I can make a brief comment, it's a very complex, the RFP, and this is a company that asked us to do a couple of extensions, so I don't think it's that they didn't respond because they weren't interested. It was just a complex process in a very small firm, and they didn't finish the process. And, please, go ahead.
And I guess that's what I want to get around to. We had no one respond to an RFP. Is it too complex? I mean, is it, I mean, are people, it's a small contract. I mean, is it too complex for people to waste their time with? I mean, I'm kind of concerned that we got no requests for proposals or no responses. I mean, even if it was an exorbitant amount, you'd think somebody would turn one in and say, it's X number of dollars. It might not have been acceptable to us, but to just turn away the business, that tells me, at least it indicates to me that maybe there's something wrong with our RFP process.
Could be. Any comments on that?
Through the chair, Representative Johnson, we did take that into consideration. The RFP does have a lot of stipulations in there. It was reviewed by legal, and our thought process was for uniform armed security, you just don't want somebody off the street coming in and doing armed security. But we did take it under consideration, and that's one of our things to assess is maybe issue a more simple RFP the next time with help through legal to determine exactly what we need.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. Further comments or questions? So this will be an extension, and we don't really know the dollar amount, actually, at this point, do we, until we negotiate with Aerodyne?
Mr. Chairman, I can answer that. Over the years, I think the highest that we paid Aerodyne was $47,000. So the motion is not to exceed $50,000. We would look at the same terms. This would be a new contract, and we do have Exhibit A, which goes through some justification as to why we're looking at not doing this solicitation and issuing this contract. So I think we'll have I'm estimating for FY15, we still have two more months of bills we need to pay, and I'm thinking it's going to reach about $48,000. So that's why the motion is not to exceed $50,000, so that we have sufficient funds for that year.
Thank you, ma'am. And as far as I can see, there's been complete satisfaction with the way they've done the job, and everyone seems to be pleased with Uzo there. So I don't think there's any objection to this company, not that I've heard anyway. Okay, further discussion or comments? If not, let's do a roll call.
Senator Coghill.
Yes.
Senator Hoffman.
Yes.
Senator Huggins.
Yes.
Representative Chenault.
Yes.
Representative Johnson.
Yes.
Representative Keto.
Yes.
Representative Millett.
Yes.
Representative Thompson.
Yes.
Vice Chair Heron.
Yes.
Chair Stevens.
Yes.
10 yeas, no nays.
Thank you. At this point, we need to go into an executive session. I'd ask Representative Heron for the motion.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I move that Legislative Council go into executive session under Rule 22B1 for the discussion of matters the immediate knowledge of which would adversely affect the finances of a government unit. I would ask the following individuals to remain in the room: Pam Varney, Tina Strong, Katrina Matheny, and on teleconference, Linda Hay. We also welcome any legislators that are not on council.
Thank you. Any objection to that? If there's no objection, then the motion passes unanimously. And we are now going into executive session. And